Thank y'all for the ways in which y'all continue to be generous outside the walls and inside the walls. So I think it's children's time now. Tyler's going to lead the children's time. Invite the kids to come forward for that time together.
Thank you, JJ. Yes, if you are a child or a child at heart or a child of God, you can kind of interpret that how you would like to. It's time to come up for children's time, our message especially prepared for the children. Yeah, there we go. We're coming up. Yeah, make yourself comfy. I've got treats, so, you know, don't let that be the only reason you come. But if that's the factor that you need, they are here for you. Oh, these smell good. Nice. Hey, come on up. Yeah, good job, good job. Good morning, everybody. Great. All right. Here, I'm going to come this way so I can kind of look at everybody. And most of you know me. I'm Tyler. I'm filling in for Miss Heather today, who is at her own son's swim meet, which is pretty cool. So I want to ask you a question. Do you guys know what consequences are? Ooh, lots of hands. Levi looks like he knows what consequences are. You got that face. Ooh, so Levi said a consequence is when you don't get something and you're in trouble. Now that may be one part of what a consequence is, but did you guys know that there are good and bad consequences? Yes? Say more about that. What are you saying? No? Yeah, I think sometimes when we think of consequences, we think about what happens to us when we get in trouble, because maybe our parents tell us, if you do that thing, you're going to get in trouble, and there are going to be consequences. But consequences really just means something that happens because of something that we did, right? So there can be, if you do a good action, right? So for example, Laudy, if I give you a high five, that's a cool thing, right? And there are consequences to that. I feel a little bit happier, and maybe you feel a little bit happier. Alternatively, if I was going to like bonk you on the forehead, there would be consequences to that. We would both feel a little bit sad. So there can be good and bad consequences, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, I'm going to give everyone half of a cookie. Now, don't eat it yet. You're just going to get half right now, but don't eat it. Just half. Don't eat it. Half and don't eat it. Yes. I'm giving you half of a cookie. Do not eat it. That's all of the rules I can share right now because I only have two hands. Now, just now, I gave you half of a cookie. But if you can hold on to that cookie and not eat it, I'll give you the other half. Or you can choose to eat that cookie now, but you won't get the other half. Ooh, consequences. And that reminds me of, oh, you know what? I forgot something. Give me a minute. I need to go check on something. So just hang out here and remember, if you don't eat your cookie, you get another half of the cookie. Or you can choose to eat your cookie, and that's your own choice. I'll be right back. I just got to do something. All right, how are we doing? Are we good? Anybody eat their cookie? Levi looks like he's chewing. What you got? So this was an example of how we can understand consequences, right? If you choose not to eat the cookie, you can get another half of the cookie later. And then you get both of them. That's right. And the reason I wanted to share this little example is that, did you know God gives us free will to make our own choices? God lets us choose what we want to do, just like our parents let us choose. And sometimes, sometimes the choices we make are good choices, and they make other people feel good, and those are happy choices. And sometimes we mess up, and we make not so good choices. But the cool thing is that God loves us so much that no matter what choice we make, if we make a good choice or a bad choice, whatever kind of consequence we have, God still loves us, and God still chooses us. And that's really, really cool. So we're going to pray and thank God for giving us the opportunity to make good choices, for helping us make good choices. And then when we head off to children's time, I'll give you the other half of the cookie. Does that sound? Yay! That's what's up. Will you all pray with me? Okay. Dear God, we love you very much. Thank you for loving us and giving us the choice to choose how we want to live our lives each and every day. Help us make good choices and help us learn from the bad choices we make too. We love you, God. Amen. All right, let's go get that other half of the cookie, but you gotta catch me first.
Oh. Lincoln, head on out. You can walk it on down. There we go. Okay, good job.